Coaches, this week I want to talk about making decisions against yourself. And as I'm talking here, I want you to think about where are some areas in my own personal life, maybe as a coach, maybe at home, maybe just in my daily habits, where do I need to start making decisions against myself? And what I mean by this is, I'll give you a personal example from this past weekend. I had a decision to make. We had three non-conference games this weekend, preseason, our first three games of the season, and leading up to the weekend, found myself a little more stressed than usual, focusing too much on the outcome of the game rather than just the process of, hey, these are exhibition games, these are an opportunity to get better, grow the culture, and just set a strong foundation for our upcoming conference schedule. And I found myself more stressed than usual and focused on things I don't normally focus on. And so my mind started telling me that I needed to rest and find some way just to recharge. And immediately my body's like, you know, go have a glass of wine, go eat this junk food, go watch this movie. Spend time on things that those things aren't necessarily bad, but I had this strong desire just to escape and maybe binge, or thinking those things would make me feel better. When in reality, what actually makes me feel better is spending time with family, playing a game with my kids, getting down and playing Lego with them. Just centering myself and thinking through, hey, what's really important to here? Reminding myself that who my players are becoming is more important than the outcome of our games. And then being willing to celebrate the good things that were happening throughout the weekend. And I just found myself kind of battling between these warring, you know, hey, go binge on this stuff that in the end, you know, maybe they're not bad things, but this isn't going to be really helpful. You're going to feel like crap the next day and not have a lot of energy. Or you can go spend time with your family, recharge that way, and just refocus for the next week coming ahead. And coaches, this whole idea of making decisions against yourself, maybe it's not so much wanting to binge on something that's unhealthy. Maybe it's you're going to spend too much time at the office watching film, neglecting, you know, spending time with your family, not sleeping properly, not making it a priority just to exercise a little bit every day, and you get caught up in just working more than you need to and not taking the time to spend time doing those things that are going to actually help your work be more fruitful when you're doing them. So, coaches, this whole idea of making decisions against yourself, maybe just take a step back once you listen to this podcast, maybe in the morning, maybe at night, just think, hey, are there some areas that I need to take a step back and start saying no to, flex my no muscle and make decisions against myself so that I can be at my best for my team and my family. That was Culture Builders 177. We'd love to hear from you at Thrive On Challenge. Reach out at Coach Saladin on Twitter. And if you're interested in the mentorship program, again, we would love to hear from you.